Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest today, Yasmin Fofana, a gastronomy content creator and storyteller, discusses in detail her journey to becoming one of Africa's leading voices in the promotion of culinary and its culture. She tells me about her new project with Africa No Filter as a narrative champion for the advancement of African gastronomy in Francophone West Africa. Good morning, Yasmin, and good to have you back on the VA Tourism Podcast. And yes, this exciting Happy New Year. Bon année.
Happy New Year, Kojo. Merci.
Super. There we go. So, I was happy to read about the new project. And those who don't know, Yasmin, she would reintroduce herself again because she's been on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And just by brief, she's a culinary or gastronomy storyteller and a content creator. And today's conversation is about how you're taking it to another level and what you're doing with Africa No Filter. Tell us more about yourself.
Exactly.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Kojo. Happy New Year. So thank you for having me back on the podcast. You know, and I've said it before on social, I'm saying it, again. Voyage Afrique is one of my favorite podcasts. Favorite media to start with, but also the podcast and the work that you do interviewing all the actors, movers and shakers of the tourism and travel industry in Africa is amazing.
Thank you. I fully support that.
Honestly.
You know, now you know all the team members.
Exactly. I do. So definitely it's a pleasure for me to be back. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Yasmin Fofana. I was born and raised in Ivory Coast, so I'm Ivorian, but I also have origins in Senegal and Mali and Guinea, so which makes me a proud West African. And I always like to mention that because it kind of explain or like emphasize my love for the African culture, how proud I am to be African, but also how proud I am to push and promote and showcase in every way possible how rich our culinary heritage is when it comes to, you know, promoting our country, promoting our cuisine and our gastronomy. So I've been blogging, food blogging for the past 10 years, but it encompasses so much more than just blogging. It also boils down to now having a tourism degree, now evolving the tourism space and really pushing African gastronomy all together. So yeah, that's a small introduction and brief introduction of who I am, what I do, how I came to know you.
And I think we'll come back to that. But when you once told us in Abidjan that, yeah, Kojo, you see me like that. I like to eat food because even though I'm petite in your
I'm small. It's true. You know, no, people are always shocked when they see me.
That's exciting. That's interesting. And you know the fact that of course you've been very supportive. And a journey that you've had passion for,
exactly.
And when the UNWTO launched the Tour of African Gastronomy, I think it's something that it helped in whatever coverage you've been giving African gastronomy and all of that. Now, this new project, can you tell us more about this with Africa No Filter?
Yeah, I'm truly, truly, truly excited, and thank you for giving me the platform to talk about it. So Africa No Filter, for those of you who don't know, it's an amazing nonprofit organization. They call themselves a narrative change organization. And what they do is really working and showcasing and doing so much more in shifting the stereotypical narratives of the African continent. They do so through funding and investments in industries such like arts, culture, media platforms, but also storytellers as myself, also research, and really supporting everyone that is content creators that are really shifting the harmful narrative of our continent. And basically, my collaboration with them entails promoting our gastronomy, but also showcasing what Francophone Africa has, because, you know, and I'm sure you know this as a media person, when it comes to the African continent, there are some countries that are always out there, you know, Nigeria, South Africa, North African countries like Morocco, you know, they're more or less countries that you hear about in the news with their actors, especially in the tourism sector. But when it comes to Francophone West Africa, we're a little more shy, if I can put it that way, when it comes to our culture, you know, the way we express ourselves and all that. So really my role within this collaboration is really starting in Cote d'Ivoire and expanding in Senegal, is showcasing what our culture is about, what our culinary culture is about. We'll talk about street food. We have conversations about food, of course, with some female chefs and also some male chefs, and really also diving into some pop culture, but really everything pertaining and closely related to food, as always. So it's really a collaboration I'm excited about. I like to call it a gift or a reward for those past 10 years, as it's something that I've always wanted to do, being able to travel within Cote d'Ivoire, but also outside of Cote d'Ivoire, to talk about food and document the process and share with other people. So I'm really, all in all, very grateful for that opportunity.
Okay, now you spoke about, of course, Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, but is it going to be only Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, or are you looking at the entire Francophone West Africa? But in initial, engagement, you probably may start with a visit to Senegal, or you have others coming up in the next 6 months. And what's the duration of the project?
Okay, so that's a good question. I mean, personally, I would love to taste the whole entire continent, and personally, but within the scope of this collaboration, we will start with two Francophone West Africa, so Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal. But on a personal level, I would love to expand, of course, to not only West African, I mean, after I've done all the Francophone countries, but also taste the continent. What I've called this series, which is going to last for up until June, I've called them Taste of Series. So you have Taste of Cote d'Ivoire and Taste of Senegal, as in Taste of Africa, but really diving deep into each individual countries. So that's it for now. I'm really hoping it opens all the doors. Why not to expand the Taste of Series, and Taste of Togo may happen, Taste of Cameroon may happen, Taste of Burkina Faso, you know, countries that are not on the map when it comes to being a foodie destination, you know. So I would love for that to happen.
Okay, no, that's good. Obviously, all of us would like to, I mean, people like yourself and the team at UNBTO were doing the Tour African Gastronomy have inspired me a lot. And speaking to chefs is, you know, such a great thing. But now let's delve into your own works at Afro Foodie. What has been the experience now, and what kind of feedback do you get from either tourists or ordinary people with respect to how they see gastronomy as part of our culture that we need to uphold?
That's a good question. Honestly, it's been a great journey. Just when I reflect, because, you know, 10 years is a long time and kind of a milestone. So I'm really in that reflecting process of looking back at when I started in 2012. And I had no idea that today I'd be speaking to you, Kojo, or evolving in that space, you know. It really started as a passion. I like to say passion for food, passion of eating and sharing. But I had no idea that I would end up within the tourism space, pushing and promoting African gastronomy, gastronomy tourism, things that, you know, are still, something that is still a niche, that is still very unexplored, within Africa. The feedback has been amazing. And actually, the feedback, I like to refer to the feedback as my fuel and the energy that keeps me moving and progressing all over the year? Because of course, you know, you have period of doubts and challenges as with everything in life, but the feedback was really what kept me moving. Like getting feedback from the readers and people on social saying, you know, I mean, people from the diaspora, let's say I'm in Canada and it's amazing for me to see what's happening in my country in the gastronomy scene. Feedback from people from the media, you know, people like yourself or other people that I've been networking with and collaborating with, giving me feedback on my work and collaboration for opportunities as well. And also feedback from international organizations such as the Mandela Washington Fellowship, the Chevening Program, which are amazing opportunities that are basically investments in myself and in my communities, being able to meet President Obama or being able to network with other Africans in the fellowship, being able to complete a master's degree in the United Kingdom for entirely free. So there are different layers of feedback, but all in all, the boost has really come in like all together. I'm really grateful. I take everything in. I really don't take anything for granted, because it's just been a blessing altogether. And that's why I'm excited to do even more, because you see that, you know, I like to tell people that I always ask me, you know, why did you start it, or how can I start myself? And I'm like, just start where you are. Just start with what you have, you know? And it's really my give back to people. Like, as long as I can give advice, I can push people to start something with what they have. You know, people tend to think that with content creation, you need like a last model of iPhone or a camera. And no, just have your smartphone. Just start what you have. Engage in conversation. Talk to people. Don't be afraid to reach out to people that are more experienced than yourself. And you will make wonders what happened. It's been a great journey.
I think that's a great piece of advice to people, and for young people who would like to, you know, start a project like that. And that's the spirit of entrepreneurship. And I love that. Now, we cannot, you know, lose sight of what I call the stereotypes when it comes to opportunities in gastronomy, or taking working opportunities in gastronomy. So I know now it's coming up, but imagine 10 years ago, and even now, if you tell people you work in gastronomy for females or for ladies, I mean, sometimes it's really, really probably say that, yes, acceptable to somewhat because of some cultures. But for guys, completely, you know, catching up to do about what really is your focus in life. How do you demystify that with your experience in the 10 years of seeing people rise, and those who are making, who are changing this world through gastronomy?
Thank you again for this amazing question. Actually, you know, the field, or I guess people's mindset evolved. The field evolved, the industry evolved, but also people's mindset evolved, because you have ambassadors that are now on the international scene. And it's actually very interesting that I've realized, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, or from your experience you can share as well, but I've realized that a lot of African chefs, or African, African chefs, whether male or female, who actually are making it on the continent, were first acknowledged outside of the continent. I don't know if you see what I mean.
No, you're right. I understand perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's. I think that also like broadened the perspective of people that, hey, it's possible. It's possible for me to be out there. It's possible for my cuisine to be recognized. It's possible to be acclaimed on world-renowned media. And that kind of shift, I think, personally, the perspective of people and of people outside of this industry, or of people also evolving in that industry. Personally, since I'm, you know, the fact that I've, I like to say that my career and my passion are...
Sorry to cut you, but did any of your friends tell you that? Did any of your friends tell you, why are you going to food and all of that? you know, even
exactly.
Like,
that's yeah. what. yeah, I was actually coming to that. Like, yes. I was saying that in my case, because thanks to my marketing and communication background and the work that I do, working in content creation and stuff like that, it kind of makes sense. For, and you know, the fact that I have a tourism degree now, it kind of makes sense of where I'm going. But when I started 10 years ago, people were confused. They were like, because, you know, I created the first food blog of the country, right? So people were thinking, so first of all, you have a lot of money, which wasn't the case. But they were thinking that I was just losing my time doing free advertising for restaurants, you know, going in the restaurants and taking pictures and gorging the atmosphere, the ambience, the service, the cuisine, the everything. And they were just like, and writing about it, which is really time consuming. They were really not understanding what I was doing. Like they always, some of them always considered it as a hobby. Even till today, they're like, oh, it's your blogging thing that got you to do this. Like they still don't understand it's funny. Like I still get funny comments about this. Like, you've been doing that blogging thing. How is it going? Like they just don't understand. And now that I'm able to say, okay, hey, I'm working with the, you know, I've collaborated with the UNWTO, I'm working with the Ajafit, I've collaborated with Africa Tourism Partners at the conference in Ghana and things like that. They're like, oh, okay, we kind of see where you're going, but back then it was an issue. And that's, it's the same for me and it's the same for other people in that industry, whether you're a chef, a storyteller, a content creator, you know, everybody in that space. I think the beginning was not, wasn't as easy as it is, you know, people understanding now and really taking it more seriously and seeing also how it can definitely impact the tourism development of a country. It can impact the economy of the country and really help people. You know how you are in a better place than anyone to tell me how tourism creates jobs and that field.
No, go ahead, finish.
It is doing amazing things. No. So that was basically like the whole value chain and the whole importance of that industry alone is amazing. And yeah, so I'm really, really happy to see now that people are more supportive of everyone in that industry. And so that's pretty much it.
No, that's good. I mean, like our Secretary General Zurapolo Lukashvili at the UNWTO say, food or gastronomy is the greatest ambassador of a country. You know, so imagine traveling or going to a destination without food or tasting what is there. I mean, really. So we will keep the fire burning with respect to gastronomy and it, especially in Africa, and how it can be, you know, a major part of the continent's draw for travelers. And thank you so much, Yasmin, and hope to see you again at the this year's food, gastronomy forum that will be in Nara in Japan. Okay, I'll bring in more information about that. But keep up the good work, and I would like to, on behalf of everybody at Voyage Afrique, thank you for the collaboration, for the effort, and hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you, Pedro. Thank you for having me.